sifting through and counting tokens that mean money for youth programs following the annual Esquimalt Ribfest produces a warm afterglow for volunteers. Each token means money in the pocket of a young person, or a club they represent. It means education, athletics or hobbies for kids who might not otherwise have the opportunity. So when a volunteer discovered one that wasn't like the others after the 2025 event, it sent up a red flag, and cast a chill. The team started scouring the pile and discovered hundreds of fakes, explained Tom Woods, chair of the committee that hosts the annual charity fundraiser. They discovered far more than $2,000 worth of fake coins. Woods was angry. That's not the word he uses, but a cleaner version of the same sentiment. They're ripping off a charity, he told Victoria News later. Woods wrote out his rant, and a savvy volunteer tuned up his language then posted it online. The unexpected, by him at least, response revealed what Woods already knew about Greater Victoria residents. They're giving. It was instant, it was crazy. I had no idea that it would, I guess, become viral, he said. The response is almost typical of Victoria. Lots of citizens and businesses stepped up to cover those losses. It's been remarkable from my perspective how people have responded. They range from $2,000 from Sasquatch heat pumps to the random strangers as mad as Woods pumping in $50 or $100. We got a massive reaction from it, which is good. If you're stealing from kids, you need to get exposed, he said. They've amassed about $10,000 in donations for the charity that reinvests in the community, particularly supporting youth programs, sports and other initiatives for children in need. Every single penny of it gets redistributed in the community, Woods said. More than 40,000 people a day came through the gates during the September 5 to 7 event in Bullen Park. Esquimalt Firefighters Charitable Foundation gathers donations at the gate, and added TAP to the options this year, raising $90,000. It's telling when those donations are given freely. You don't have to pay a nickel for anything, you can just enjoy the music and atmosphere, Woods said. They work to keep drink and merchandise prices low to create an affordable event. This year netting another $100,000 from sales and vendor fees. It's a very successful festival considering our costs are massive, he said, noting people might not even think about the price of security, toilets, cleaning and insurance. Part of maintaining tight margins includes hiring the youth themselves. Festival goers frequently see kids in jerseys and uniforms cleaning up behind them. You put your rib bone down and some kids grabbing it and wiping the table, Woods said, pride in the workers themselves evident in his tone. This year, for example, James Bay Jr. Rugby handled the evening shift for 3 days, and subsequently the charity transferred $2,500 to the club for a coming tournament, and several High Esquimalt High students earned $500 each. While the charity continues to do its good work with the influx of donations, Victoria Police Department is investigating the fraud, including recently releasing side-by-side images of the fake and real drink tokens. Initial investigation suggests the tokens were likely produced using a 3D printer. A counterfeit token, left, compared to a genuine Ribfest token. Courtesy of VICPD. Investigators are particularly interested in anyone who observed individuals attempting to change an unusually large number of tokens, or who noticed anything out of the ordinary, the department said in a news release. Anyone with information is asked to contact the non-emergency line at 250-995-7654X. One or report anonymously through Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477 and quote Victoria Police File #VI25-35469. This is a disappointing incident, particularly given the important role Ribfest plays in our community, said INSPE. Connor King, VICPD Esquimalt Division. The use of 3D printing to create counterfeit currency, even in a localized event like this, is concerning.